and with that word, withouten more respite, they fellen gruff and cried piteously, "Have on us wretched women some mercy, and let our sorrow sink into thy heart." This gentle duke, down from his courser start, with heart piteous when he heard them speak, him thought that his heart would all to break, when he them saw so piteous and so mate, that whilom were of so great estate. And in his arms he them all uphent, and them comforteth in full good intent, and swore his oath, as he was true knight, he would do so furforthly his might upon the tyrant Creon them to wreak, that all the people of Greece should speak how Creon was of Theseus yserved, as he that had his death full well deserved. And right anon, withouten more abode, his banner he displayeth, and forth rode to Thebesward, and all his host beside. No nearer Athens would he go, nor ride, nor take his ease fully half a day, but onward on his way that night he lay, and sent anon Hippolyta the queen, and Emily her young sister Sheen, unto the town of Athens there to dwell. And forth he rides. There is no more to tell. The red statue of Mars, with spear and targe, so shineth in his white banner large, that all the fields glittered up and down. And by his banner borne is his pennon of gold full rich, in which there was ybete the Minotaur, which that he won in Crete. Thus rides this duke, thus rides this conqueror, and in his host of chivalry the flower, till that he came to Thebes and alight, fair in a field, there as he thought to fight. But shortly for to speaken of this thing, with Creon, which that was of Thebes king, he fought, and slew him, manly, as a knight, in plain battle, and put the folk to flight. And by assault he won the city after, and rent adown both wall and spar and rafter, and to the ladies he restored again the bones of their husbands that were slain, to do obsequies as was then the guise. But it were all too long for to devise the great clamour and the wamenting that the ladies made at the burning of the bodies, and the great honour that Theseus, the noble conqueror, doth to the ladies when they from him went. But shortly for to tell is my intent. When that this worthy duke, this Theseus, has Creon slain and won Thebes thus, still in that field he took all night his rest, and did with all the country as him lest, to ransack in the tass of bodies dead, them for to strip of harness and of weed. The pillagers did business and cure after the battle and discomfiture. And so befell that in the task they found, through girt with many a grievous bloody wound, two young knights lying by and by, both in one arms wrought full richly, of which two Archita hight that one, and that other knight hight Palamon. Not fully quick, nor fully dead they were, but by their coat-armour and by their gear the heralds knew them best in special, as they that were of the blood royal of Thebes, and of sisters too y-born. Out of the tass the pillars have them torn, and have them carried soft unto the tent of Theseus. And he full soon them sent to Athens to dwellen in prison perpetually. Them would he not ransom. And when this worthy duke has thus y done, he took his host, and home he rides anon, with laurel crowned as a conqueror, and there he lives in joy and in honour term of his life. What needeth words more?